Hello, I'm Pastor Beth, and this is The Mystery of Raising Kids, Episode 2, Consistency, the Cornerstone. Now, consistency is not the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith. However, consistency is so important. It truly is what we must apply to raising godly, well-balanced, honorable, faithful, and delightful children. Children are always testing our consistency. You thought they were simply testing your patience, but I suggest to you, they are testing your dependability, your trustworthiness, your consistency. Can you be trusted to follow through? Kids always need to know who they can trust. Everyone wants to know who they can trust. When we are consistent, willing to listen, approachable, consistently available, we send a message that we are trustworthy. We are consistent. However, if we are consistently angry, consistently late, consistently mean, consistently lazy, messy, you get the picture, that too sends a message. And it proves my point. Consistency is what children and others are looking at. What you offer them is what they'll expect. Now, being consistent is very difficult at times. We can begin completely calm with our kids, not losing our temper, calmly explaining why we are doing what we are doing. And then that little ball of opinion sticks out their arm and says, "No, I'm not doing it." And that's the moment we lose our cool and we simply yell. May I suggest we grasp a quick prayer, "God, help me respond wisely," and then surprise them by saying, "You have a choice. You may choose this or you may choose that." It changes the wrestling match into a decision, into a choice, a decision they get to make. You may sit in this chair or that one. You may have the meatball or the green bean first. You may stand in the corner, or you may sit in the corner. Whatever applies. And may I suggest that we think through and pray through this ahead of time so that you have this fallback plan in the back of your head whenever it happens. This really does work. One thing we personally have to come to grip with is, in the heat of the moment, we want to force our will on them and make them bow to our declaration. Allowing them to have a choice actually requires us to humble ourselves a bit, to let them make a choice, not just simply demand they obey us. But we are not just to give up either and let them get away with it. That's exactly what we don't need. Consistency comes in when we follow through. They may not like the two choices, and they usually don't, but as we allow them to choose between the two, we are offering them a firm foundation, consistency. I will say some lawyer-like seven-year-olds come up with a third alternative. Usually, I do not go with their option because there's still a level of authority needed, but sometimes their idea is really great. So be open to it. Now, we discussed motivation in episode 1. I'm sure you've discovered and you already knew that we need to be consistent to carry through any plans, accomplish any tasks, teach motivation to our children, and raise people that others want to be around. If you began a chore chart or a meal plan or a pet care chart, like we talked about last month, may I suggest that you review it with your child now. Discuss how it's going. Have you given up? Have they given up? Has your child forgotten that this is part of the family lifestyle? Maybe everything needs just to be tweaked a little. This can easily be discussed over dinner instead of looking at your phone. When we look at our phone instead of looking them in the eyes while they're sharing their daily story with you, if you're not looking at them, they will see that you're not interested in them. If you look into their eyes while they share, They will see that you are interested. If you don't, they will stop sharing. They may try yelling louder and louder and having a fit to see if anything changes, but eventually they will give up. Our consistency of having our phones attached to our arm has shut them down. Something to think about. Anyway, how about if you look over your charts and your goals with your child, your young adult, and see where you can tighten up the problem issues? Is everyone still running late? Is mom still nagging and fussing and yelling? How does everyone like that? Let's say we change it up. Let's review what's not working together and what could be added. In the morning, if the morning routine is going well, then let's focus on another area. How about cleaning up the bedroom? Remember, you want to think through the goal with your child and work backwards to figure out how to accomplish that a task. If you are tackling the bedroom, remember, you need to provide places for things to be put away in. You may need to allow them to leave some of their own things out on display, maybe more things than you like. After all, they need to be allowed to express themselves. We want to create individuals, God's individuals, not robots. That's how God works with us too. He created each of us as individuals who are growing to become more like Him. Okay, so back to finding ways to help us be more consistent, to help us be motivated, to maintain that flow in the morning routine or to clean our room. Do we need to stock up on more rewards? How about a special TV program that everybody gets to watch that night if they're all ready to go out at the door on time? Or if everyone is ready early, we could stop and get a hot chocolate or a donut. Or we could walk around the block and find pine cones. Think, friends, there are a lot of rewards out there that can be unique to your family. And if you ask God, He will bring it to mind. He gave me the pine cone idea. I never did that, but next time I walk with the grandkids, you bet I will. So by renewing your chart or your schedule with your children, you are showing them consistency and showing them that you really want the family dynamic to be pleasant for everyone. Consistency is a precious attribute of our Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God will do this, for He is faithful to do what He says. He has invited you into partnership with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful. He is consistent, He is honorable, and He has invited us to partner with Him. He has invited us to raise our kids to be more like Him. He has invited us to become more like Him. And that's His plan. Let's allow Him to grow us up and mature us to become like Him. Thanks for sharing this time with me.